What if two fairy tales could turn your life around? Kabbalah teaches through stories, anecdotes, fables. Source teaches me with fables too. So my dreams are teaching tools. What if two fairy tales could turn your life around, so you could love yourself and love your life? I ran a few developmental programs recently. Development courses are also known as pilots. Just like in a TV series, you test out the concept, the idea, and see how it is received by the public. So in my pilots I want to find out for myself. 1. What's in the way of you being willing and able to be all you can be? 2. Whether my ideas, theories, activators, challenges, workshop methods work, and for how long? 3. What people can do, and what they can't do. What they can learn, and what they cannot learn, because it is not a skill, it's a talent, a gift. The straight and narrow, aka the Michelangelo method. My methodology, the straight and narrow, makes it predictable that I'll find my way through what doesn't work. It is either a what or a how. Eventually I'll get to something that does work. I am left with what works. At this moment it seems that Kabbalistic principles are received well and also work. So my pilots teach me what needs to be not. This way even if I cannot get to the perfect solution, what has remained is relatively useful and lasting. So I don't waste my time, don't waste your time. What can you and what can't you learn to do? So I did a pilot for empaths and sensitives. For example, I hoped that every empath would be able to do what I do, feel other people's feelings on demand, and therefore they would be able to replace me with the Bach flower remedies as practitioners. Found out that maybe not. This is why I created the energy version of all the remedies, and named it the heaven on earth when it is in a remedy, and ho when it is infusible and is in an audio. Empaths, for example, at this point are not able to connect to a person they are testing long enough for the results to be reliable. At this point they are not even able to disconnect from the people whose feelings they are feeling. Bummer. No wonder the Bach flower remedy as a therapy has not gained the wide acceptance it deserves. It's not easy to train practitioners. Another thing I learned doing the empaths course. The other thing I got from the empath course I ran is the topic of this article. Your life can be expressed and turned around by your two fairy tales. You know which they are, and if you don't, I can help you. I have read hundreds of them. Here are my two favorite fairy tales. Fairy tale number 1. The Fawn and the Old Lady, a Hungarian fairy tale. Long, long time ago, a little old lady lived in her little old cottage right at the edge of the forest. She had lived there all her life. She had everything. She grew her own vegetables, she had chickens, geese, and even a little piglet she bought at the market every year. One day some hunters came, and killed a doe that had a fawn, just a few days old. After the hunters left, the fawn was wandering alone and the old lady saw it and took it home. She fed her, she nurtured her, she cleaned her. The fawn grew into a beautiful doe. They lived like that, love and peace, until the old lady thought it was time to give the fawn back to the forest and open the gate for her. The now doe hesitated, and looked back several times before she finally disappeared in the forest, her beautiful big eyes misty with emotion. The old lady thought of her fawn a lot, wondered how she fared in the forest. She didn't have to wait long. About a year later the fawn, now a beautiful doe, came back to visit her with her own fawn to say thanks. They stood in a little distance, for a long time. That was their final goodbye. I wanted to listen to this story every single night. I cried every time I heard it. It touched me in ways I can't explain. I am even crying now as I am writing this. Fairy tale number 2. The Ugly Duckling. There was this little duckling that everyone was picking on. She, somehow, didn't fit in. She was, somehow, different. She had a longer neck than the other ducklings. Her feathers were all white, how ugly. She was. You know, ugly. All the ducklings picked on her, so she was always separate from the group. A little to the side, you know? She had dreams of belonging, of being accepted, of being a beautiful duckling, but dreams, as you know, don't help. They just make reality all the harsher, all the harder to accept. She was different, and that was that. One day, as the flock of ducks was floating on the lake, a wedge of swans landed on the water. One of them looked over at our ugly duckling and exclaimed, "What a beautiful little swan." This is how our little ugly duckling found out that she was really a swan. Beautiful, graceful, elegant. A swan. Now, it's easy to think that you'd only need one story. But the two stories actually give you the whole story. The first story gives me the longing for a home, for love, for nurturing. The grieving for the lost mother. The second story gives me the strength to be different and stay different, to know that I am different for a purpose. That I am not part of the crowd for a reason. Little fawn slash ugly duckling equals unencumbered, free to be a soaring swan, be alone, do alone and be well. Once I looked at my life, once I saw it from the sideways view, I could actually use what the stories teach, instead of being a hapless victim of the sadness. The drama. The tragedy. This article is getting too long. I'll continue it in part 2 with more fairy tales. So make sure you click through. But in the meantime, if you want, you can sign up to a workshop We'll Do Nothing Else, but the 2 fairy tales.